Here's what happened over the weekend. The Republicans, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, embarrassed Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the Saturday night debate stage and crowed about it yesterday as Rubio tried to recover. The Democrats, Hillary Clinton, traveled to Flint, Michigan yesterday to address the water crisis there, leaving Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with the New Hampshire stage to himself. We have two reports this morning. WBUR's Fred Tice on the Democrats, but first, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the aftermath of the Christie-Rubio tussle.
Every now and then in a presidential campaign, something unexpected happens to alter the dynamics of a race. Case in point, Chris Christie's New Jersey smackdown of Marco Rubio. In Saturday's debate in Manchester, Christie said the one-term senator lacked the experience to be president, and then called Rubio out for responding with the same scripted line three times in a row.
See, those are the facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is, the memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
It's not at all clear if this will change the outcome of the campaign, but in New Hampshire yesterday, Rubio's stumble dominated the day.
Absolutely. We're here asking for the vote. Surprise, surprise, right?
You got mine 2 weeks ago.
Late yesterday, Christie, along with his wife Mary Pat, worked the crowd in Shooter's Pub in Exeter, eager to talk about the blows he landed.
Doesn't matter that I like Marco Rubio and I think he's a good guy. Doesn't matter. He's not ready. And last night, when the heat went on, he proved he was not ready. Now, if I do that with him, when we agree on most things, imagine what would happen if he were on the stage against Hillary Clinton.
That argument convinced Kevin Goodhue and Diane Lytle of Nashua to shift from undecided to Christie.
I think he showed Rubio for his true colors, actually. And like Kevin, we both like the fact that he's has the experience as a governor. We need somebody tough in there.
Well, I feel the same way. The debate last night, I thought he was terrific, bringing out what Rubio really, the lack of experience that Rubio has. And, you know, I want someone in there that's going to be a real hard ass.
Earlier in the day, Rubio was in Londonderry and made just one brief reference to Saturday's debate.
You know, it's interesting that right now, after last night's debate, oh, you said the same three or four times. I'm going to say it again. The reason why these things are in trouble is because Barack Obama is the first president, at least in my lifetime, that wants to change the country.
Since Iowa, Rubio had been gaining ground in New Hampshire, and yesterday he addressed one of the biggest crowds of his campaign, sticking to his stump speech. Many voters say they're still trying to make up their minds. And some, like Kevin Olvaney of Londonderry, say Saturday's debate did not help Rubio.
I was leaning toward Rubio, and after last night's debate, I'm kind of back to undecided. He's very personable. He's a great speaker. So I haven't, you know, lost my interest in him, but I'm just reconsidering at this point.
There are other candidates hoping to capitalize on this moment, including the two other governors, John Kasich and Jeb Bush, who both need to do well tomorrow to remain viable. Bush was in Nashua yesterday with South Carolina Senator and former presidential candidate Lindsey Graham, who made a couple of observations about Saturday's debate.
I think you saw that you never want to make Chris Christie mad at you. I think you saw a guy with a great memory, Marco, because he said the same thing over and over.
Like Bush, Chris Christie also needs a strong result tomorrow if he hopes to continue his campaign. But yesterday he wouldn't talk about any of that. He just talked about exceeding expectations with the swagger of a boxer who just won the fight.
You remember what Mike Tyson said, that great political philosopher, right? You all remember that? Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. See you all later.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester.
This is Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire. This time, Bernie Sanders rallied in Portsmouth. Hundreds of people showed up, including Alicia Dubois from Barrington, New Hampshire, who came with her children. The kids are sold on Sanders, but Dubois, an independent voter, was still trying to decide between Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
You know, I thought the debate the other night was going to make up my mind, and it still hasn't. I can see pros and cons for both. So I just wanted to kind of come and see the excitement around Bernie and what he had to say.
It was Dubois' first Sanders rally, but not for her son, Dan.
I think the biggest issue in the country is the campaign financing. So considering that's been his main statement for 30 years, he had my vote right then and there.
Sanders told the crowd the eyes of the country will be on New Hampshire tomorrow.
And in fact, a lot of the world will be on New Hampshire. And what people will be asking is not just whether, you know, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders wins. What they will be asking is whether the people of New Hampshire are prepared to lead this country in a political revolution, are prepared to move this country in a very different direction.
And polls show that they are. A WBUR poll released Friday found Sanders leading Clinton by 15 points. Polls since then have shown Sanders with anything from a 7 to a 23-point lead. At the Clinton campaign office in Nashua, overheard conversations were anything but pessimistic. Volunteers sharing polling information focused on the fact that Clinton was closing in on Sanders. With the candidate in Flint, Michigan, surrogates were doing the work. Congressman Joseph Kennedy III of Massachusetts was heading out to go door-to-door. He says he's been coming up to New Hampshire for the former Secretary of State for months.
I think it's going to be a tough race. If you look back in history, obviously, this is Senator Sanders' backyard. That being said, I think what we've seen over the course of the past even several days is as people get to really start to focus in on and hone in on the differences in the candidates and the challenges, I think, that our country and the world are seeing, I think Secretary Clinton makes a very compelling case.
Like other canvassers, Kennedy was tasked with making sure committed voters and people leaning toward Clinton show up tomorrow. But it is independent New Hampshire, and you can run into mixed couples.
Sir,
how you doing?
Not bad. Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts.
Bill Scorpio.
How we doing?
Good, thanks.
Tis the season.
It is the season.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't mean to bug you on a Sunday.
No
just
problem.
Here on behalf of Secretary Clinton, hope you'll consider voting for her on Tuesday.
I'm a registered Republican. My wife, you might want to talk
to. There you go. How about that?
Hold on a second.
Thank you very much, sir. So can I ask you?
What's your first name again?
Joe.
Joe.
Can I ask you who you're voting for on Tuesday? Do you mind?
You know, I'm totally undecided, to be really? Honest with you.
And so, apparently, are a lot of other people. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Nancy, Joe Kennedy's out here. She's laughing. From Massachusetts. He's out here. I'm serious.